Next, we'll hear from Milo Shields. He is the editor of statlit.org and vice president of the National Numeracy Network. He has written over 50 articles on statistical literacy, which have been cited over 400 times. He has been taught statistical literacy for students in, or he has taught statistical literacy for students in non-quantitative majors for over 15 years. He has taught statistical literacy for managers for the past 5 years.
I want to give a plug for what I consider the most important thing in quantitative literacy, and that's a journal, Numeracy, free, online, and if you've got some ideas and are looking for a publication outlet, that's where you should go. And that's an offshoot of the National Numeracy Network. Eric Gaze is the president of that. If you go up to the Wiley booth, or not Pearson booth, I guess it is, he's got a great online course. You might want to take a look at that. And all of this came from Bernie Madison, Lynn Steen, founders of the organization. So plug for Numeracy, National Numeracy Network. I want to talk about, I'm here for the statistics side, and I want to review an exchange that occurred between Lynn Steen and Richard Schaefer. Lynn from mathematics, Richard from statistics, and I'm seeing a resolution to this. Both people had a good point. Lynn, as it says in the slide, was saying, it's about statistics, but it's not primarily about uncertainty. It's about mathematics, but it's not primarily about abstract structures. Well, Richard replied, and he said, I really think that a large part of QL is or should be statistics. If you want to get support, you should tie it to the statistics curriculum. That statisticians might argue that a large part of QL is mainly statistics, whereas mathematicians might see it as a smaller part. Well, this is history, and I think both people had a good point. Lynn saying, it's about statistics, but not randomization. Yet the traditional first course in statistics is basically randomization, statistical inference, etc. That is changing as of last Saturday. What I consider the most important curricular change in statistics education in the last two decades. I'm in marketing, so I like to emphasize things. So, what are some arguments for convergence? Similarity. Last Saturday, the board of directors of the ASA affirmed the 2016 update to the Gaze guidelines. And that's what I consider to be the most important change in statistics education in at least the last two decades, whenever we drop combinatorics since then. What are they adding? Students should get an exposure to multivariate thinking, which means observational studies, which means confounding. Confounding opens the door to critical thinking in a lot of disciplines. That's absent in our first course. Now, everybody teaching it is going to say, well, what do we drop? It may take a decade to implement this, but the door has been opened for statistics to, in some ways, move closer to the modeling language, not necessarily the formal modeling, but to talk about, well, what was taken into account, which I think is a really important idea for students to think hypothetically. What could have been taken into account? What should have been taken into account? You don't normally get that in either a straight modeling course or a straight statistics course. As far as separation and divergence, causation really isn't a mathematical concept. We don't have a mathematical operator for causation. And in some ways, the statistics profession for decades has just taken a vow, association is not causation, and we're not going to talk about it, except for random assignment. But in the newspaper, in the media, when people are making arguments, typically they're about causation. Women that do this have less or more of this, implied, if you do this, you can expect, ta-da-ta-da. There's a causation argument. And taking that on is a real change. Mathematical covariate is just a factor that's related, whereas for a statistician or an epidemiologist, there's a causal connection, not just an association here. And so I look at the traditional definition of statistics as numbers in context, but that's how you get the data. I think really, I've come to think, numbers are really statistics where you've stripped off the context. It's a little different way of looking at the order of things. So to me, the basic issue is how far do we want to go in quantitative literacy in including, featuring, highlighting context? Because that changes the course radically. Thank you.